You're listening to Coriander Society Adventures, a Casters and Castles production. This is Episode 9, The Moonshine Gambit.
Welcome back to the Coriander Society Adventures. In our last episode, our intrepid heroes took showers and went to bed.
Last episode? That was earlier this episode.
Yeah, but when I splice the VOD, it's going to be divided into two different pieces on YouTube.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Steven Universe, two episodes in one running.
What was that?
You ever watched Steven Universe, two episodes in one running?
I have not.
Okay, but first of all, fantastic show. But they have two episodes and they're like 12 minutes each.
Invader Zim did the same thing.
Yeah. Yes.
Except we do two episodes and they're an hour and a half each. So, you know, easy watching, easy content consumption.
I was going to say,
easy peasy.
That's great.
But yeah, our heroes have taken a long rest. Please restore all of your hit points. And as I said, half your level in hit dice. So I don't know how many you've spent, but you go ahead and get those back. You get all your focus points back, Asena. All your engineers are... Oh my god, Lightfoot. Thank you for the subs. Phenomenal.
Wow. Thank you.
Beow, beow, beow.
That is
Can we
awesome.
Give a demonstration?
Wait, there's not like a dance we do?
No, we don't have one, but after the break, I'm going to try to implement an act of God system.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is that?
Dude, Merry
the act of God
Christmas
system
indeed.
Is when people subscribe. Like, if we get 10 subs, it triggers an in-game event.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah, I haven't set it up yet, but I'm gonna. But yeah, thank you so much, Lightfoot. Likewise.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Right back at you.
Remember these. When we set up that, we get the first 25 added to the list. It'll be grand.
All right. Everyone's fully restored. You are in Newton. Well, you're kind of more in the Harbor District. You're on the other side of Newton, the shiny financial district of Northport. Your destination, Keller Industrial, a seedy, closed-up factory that is now being used by the Column, the criminal mob, to create bootleg alcohol and other more nefarious pharmaceuticals. What time would you like to leave?
What time is it?
Oh, I mean, you guys went to bed fairly. I lost track of time, so I'm going to say you guys can go at whatever time you want.
Cool.
I'm thinking crack of dawn. Catch them right as the sun's rising. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Like, guys probably just getting into work.
Yeah.
Already everything's on fire. You would hate that.
Ooh.
Therefore, I would love that.
Yes. What do you say, Asena?
Is Asena a morning person?
Interesting. I don't know. I feel like she would be. Mm-hmm. I feel like she would just naturally get up when the sun rises.
Because of the wolves, yeah.
But, I mean, she probably stays up late, too, so she probably just takes, like, cat naps throughout
the day. I was
going to
say, she needs a nap. That's what the short rests are for. Either you get a steak or you get a nap.
Yeah.
All right. What direction do you want to take?
Lore?
Sorry, go again?
Have we just accepted that as lore?
Yeah.
Steak? Steak is a short rest for Asena.
that's canon. But it still takes an hour to eat it. I mean, she can probably eat it way faster than that, but it takes an hour of rest to gain its digestive, delicious benefits.
Oh, of course.
All right. Do you have any prep you want to do before I move us to Keller Industrial?
No, my suit has changed. Mm-hmm. I have the EMP nades.
Pretty good. Let me give you a quick breakdown on those EMP nades.
Please.
They have a 10-foot radius. Mm-hmm. They deal 1d8 electrical damage.
Ooh.
Except against robots.
Okay.
Against robots, they deal 5d8 electrical damage. And robots do not get a saving throw to avoid the damage.
1d8 versus non-robots and 5d8. Those robots, goddamn! You'd love to see it.
Yep.
Hey, mate. Mm-hmm. In any of the research that I've done about Raoul Zaman, Master of the Unknown, do I get the sense that they're anything other than humanoid?
You've never met Raoul Zaman. I don't think you've met anyone who's met Ralzamon in person. Ralzamon projects almost always via the psychic plane. Ralzamon has gathered a bunch of the derelict folk of Aelberg. He frees them from their chemical addiction and replaces it with loyalty to Ralzamon himself. So you have no idea at this point whether he, when you saw him in the mindscape, he was a humanoid figure. And when Asena beheld the terrible visage of Ralzamon, he was a towering humanoid figure as well. But that was in the mindscape. And in the mindscape, you can create whatever sort of construct you want to represent yourself. So who knows the terrible truth of Ralzamon, master of the unknown?
Oh, yeah. I just mean, like, do I get a sense of, like, for instance, like, with knowing how the different arcane energies work, did I get any kind of, like, fiendish or infernal or even abyssal senses off of? Okay.
You did not.
And Charlie never met him, I would assume.
Correct. Charlie only encountered him psychically.
Gotcha. And nothing from Krontaka has been pinging Fae or Fiend so correct. Far. Cool. Just making sure. Okay. Okay.
Right. Our intrepid heroes make their way through the city at the crack of dawn with the sun barely beginning to peak through the far side across the river through Mercury City shining down on you. Whoops, I took you into Aelberg. Nope, you're going to Keller Industrial.
Oh, no.
Guns are loaded. Yeah. Weapons are at the ready. Where did it go? Here we are. And you approach from the northwest. So I'm going to go ahead and drop you onto this map in just a moment. Asena, go ahead and make sure that you set your... Oh, I think you've probably been using your token. So I'm going to drop you here. Here you are. Go ahead and set your hit points up to full. And you approach the warehouse. It's in a very industrial region. There's a lot of brick. Again, lots of brick, right? Imagine brick smokestacks churning out smoke into the sky. Yarded off crumbling old brick warehouses. Factories, kilns, all sorts of machinery. Heat in the very pavement stones. As you get close, you can see that you can walk. It is possible to walk all the way around Keller Industrial. It's not part of a larger block. You can completely walk around it. You notice immediately upon arrival, two gentlemen leaning up against. There's a doorway right here. I'll go ahead and move you just so that you can see it.
I can't see anything.
I was going to say...
Boop. I have to fix your tokens. Boop. Boop. Is that better?
A little. I can see like... Wait, do I have to zoom out?
Nope. Yeah, because we're not in the building. We're just in front of the building.
Yep. You're on the
outside. Oh, you're right.
Yep. You guys are standing on the outside of the building. So you see a couple of gentlemen smoking cigarettes and leaning far too casually up against stairs leading up into the structure here. There's a window. Did I make that window actually see through? I don't believe I did. Let me see if I can fix that.
And we have ensured that we were not being followed by ninjas. Ooh, that's much better.
You have not seen any ninjas.
Good. They know to stay away.
You never do see them. That's the problem.
Exactly. If you can see them, they're not ninjas.
I see them. I totally saw them.
That's true. But they have a chance to sneak past even you.
That's true. That's very true. I can't have eyes everywhere at once.
We're going to go one by one, top to bottom, starting with Gaston. You've arrived at the complex. I'm going to allow you guys to walk all the way around it as much as you want without being noticed. Just assuming that you're sort of walking the area, being casual, and getting eyes on the place. So we're not in combat order. You're not bound by movement speed or anything. What would you like to do?
All these guards are guarding doors, right?
Yeah, they seem to be, they're trying to act super casual, but they're clearly guarding the place. And there's foul, stenchy smoke, a very acid smoke rising from the facility. If you want to peek in a window, you will have to roll a stealth or deception check to avoid being noticed, obviously gawking in a window.
Okay, I'm down with that. There's a window, I imagine, right around here.
Yeah, in fact, those two windows, there's one other window, I'll point out. But there are two windows on this face of the structure. One here, and one here. There's one other window. The rest is all bricked up.
I would like
actually, to... is there one other window? There is not. Those are the only windows on the entire building. The rest of locked shut. There are multiple doors, multiple entrances. All right, roll deception or stealth to avoid attracting attention, Gaston.
I'm going to roll stealth. I'm going to use one of my inspiration dice.
Okay, go ahead and reroll.
I don't feel good about that one. Okay, I get to reroll? Cool.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take the 12.
Yeah.
Question. I know that we're going turn by turn. Would I be able to do that weird warbly thing that I do to help Gaston not be noticed, at least by people inside?
Are you using a spell for this?
It would be a cantrip.
Guidance?
No, I was going to do minor illusion to just make it look like to people inside of the factory, the window is just the window. Mm. People outside, yeah. I can't stop that, but just maybe people on inside.
I'm going to let you do that, but I'm going to use that as your round of us going around in a circle.
Totally fine.
All right.
Totally fine.
Gaston, as far as you can tell, the gentleman over here by this entrance doesn't seem to notice you. And the guy here playing pool on this pool table doesn't see a thing. He just keeps on playing.
Gaston just whispers to himself, I'm gonna shark these guys. Pool.
Inside, you can see what appears to be some sort of a... It almost looks like a bar. But everybody in here is armed and shifty-eyed, looking at each other. This is a front. Mm. This is clearly a front of some kind. Across the way, there's a door here, here, and here. These two doors probably lead to the restroom. This door goes deeper into the complex. There's another door here, almost behind the bar. And behind the bar is a large window that opens up into a stocking area full of barrels and crates, probably containing alcohol.
Ooh, don't get sidetracked. So what's the plan, guys? Should we do a perimeter check of the whole place?
Well, Gaston just did his thing. John used his thing to put up an image, an illusion of just this area without a Gaston in it. What does Asena want to do?
Asena's definitely a little bit more cautious than she used to be. Just running through things. I think she's going to go check out, like...
That's character growth.
Sort of this area.
Growth.
She doesn't want to get too far from the group, but wants to maybe see another perspective and see if she can see something different.
Sure. There's another window here. Looks into, again, the bar. There's a bartender. There's two guys here. You can't hear them through the glass, but you're pretty sure it would sound like, see? And then we're going to go ahead and show those guys. See? You don't be a wise guy. Yeah. There's no other windows, and there's one guard here against this... There's no outside. There's no signs, and the windows are really dirty. It's clear that this is not a place of business where people are welcome to just come on in and have a drink.
Luckily, we're not just any people.
Yeah. Oh. Experience.
One
XP,
point
XP.
Of XP.
Everyone
for
gains
us.
One XP.
I should make a sound bite for that.
Yeah.
Put it on the soundboard. So you see them here, they're having a conversation. You're welcome to move all the way to the edge of the building if you'd like. Before we roll your turn over. Or you can do some sort of other investigation.
I definitely want to check out the other side of the building.
Alright, go ahead and move yourself.
I'll go like right here.
It looks like there's only one entrance on this whole side. It's a large double door, and it's got one guard. One goon guarding it.
I feel like we could just beat up this guy and take his clothes. Then one of us could pretend to be him.
Is that what we're gonna do again?
Need to work kind of one last time.
Like a Star
time.
Wars thing, stormtroopers.
Everything's fine. We're fine. How are you?
Yes. We'll see if I can nail the Brooklyn accent today.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. I can't.
Gaston, back to you. You've looked through the dirty window. John is focusing on the illusion to protect you as long as you're standing here. Again, there's a door here. There's two doors here, probably bathrooms. There's a door here and a large window revealing a back room.
Okay. So, with my newly repaired watch, I'm going to go ahead and move myself a little closer to this guy. I'm going to hit him with sleep dart.
Okay.
What do I roll for that? Oh, no, he has to roll a save.
He has to roll a save. Thwack!
Ooh.
Thud! He falls over unceremoniously.
Boy, I didn't even ask now that I think about it. Oh, well, we're doing this now.
As I see him do this, can I move my illusion to where I drop it right on the space that he just slept that guy and make it look like he's still just standing there keeping watch?
What's the range on your cantrip?
I mean, I would assume I can move.
You can.
It should be 30 feet, I believe. Let me just double check.
I'm just making sure you do.
30 feet. So I need to be right here. Eboosh.
All right.
Eboosh.
Thwack. Gaston, you're welcome to move as well if you want. Keep in mind, there's a window right here. And John can't maintain his illusion on this and his illusion to cover the doorway. So you'll have to roll a stealth check to get past the doorway.
Are there people, like, directly looking out the window?
The bartender is in a position where he can see out the window. It's not necessarily on watch, but he can see out the window. And the these guys, there's a guy sitting right here who has an eyesight out in this direction.
Hey, mate, can anybody from in here actually even see this guy?
No. No one can see him.
Okay,
I'm just going to crawl under the window.
Just army crawl it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. It's not a ground to surface, so you go ahead.
Thank God.
Army
it won't look suspicious, since the only guy who could see him is now unconscious.
Exactly!
Alright, and then John, are you going to illusion this spot?
Yeah, I think that makes the most sense. Considering no one could even see this guy, I thought there were people who could see him drop.
Not as far as you can tell.
Yeah, no, just to make it by release. Yeah, I watch Gesto just like army crawl beneath it, and I just kind of move my illusion and just walk by without a problem.
Okay. Do you want to move yourself?
Yes.
Show up.
What's the point of being a wizard if you can't show off a little bit?
All right, Asena, what do you want to do? You've got eyes on him, and you saw the guard go down. You see what they're doing.
Yeah.
No windows on this whole side.
Yeah. I'm gonna, like, sort of quietly shout over to them. And just be like, what are you guys doing? I didn't know we were getting involved already.
I put over Gaston.
Why do you think we came here?
I told you we should do a perimeter check.
Did you?
Oh, God.
She did
There's
say.
There's one doorway over here.
One right here.
Are we just going to go through that? Or do you want me to check out the rest of the building?
You mean we can go on the other side and take those other guards' clothes and then you can wear those?
Wear his clothes?
I mean, that's what I'm doing. As I'm, like, dressing up in this guard's clothes. Follow me if you want to.
Also, it's canon, by the way, that in Northport, everybody wears red heart polka dot underwear. Like, the classic cartoon underwear. Like, any NPC, anybody who's just a generic NPC wears the classic cartoon underwear. That's canon.
Hey, mate, just to double check, are we in an area where people walk by? Are people just watching Gaston?
No,
like,
this is not a good place. Okay, people don't walk around here.
Just making sure that he's not like, yeah,
no,
hi there,
that,
go
that
about
said,
your day.
I would like to make it really clear that I'm just going to put this over my stuff because I very much need my suit in case there are ninjas nearby.
Yes. The ever-present danger of ninjas.
Yeah, that did change me.
PNSD, post ninja stress disorder. All right, what are you doing with the body, the sleeping body?
It's a great question. Is that a vent or like a sewer grate I see?
Not on the map, but there will be some nearby.
Oh, those are stairs.
Yeah.
What about that? That looks like a sewer grate.
Yeah, sure. That's a sewer grate.
let's put them in there.
All right. Now here's the thing. Asena has brought up some very relevant concerns, but actually hasn't had the chance to do anything.
Right, right, right.
There's one guard south of your position.
My God, she is like rolling her eyes, obviously flustered. But she's gonna go over here, and she's gonna clock this guy in the face, try to steal his clothes.
Okay, are you just
wait? Yes.
Are you just running up on him?
I mean, I will walk.
Wait. Yeah.
I will, like, saunter over and pretend to ask him a question.
Okay, roll a deception check. 18. Well, nice. Hello there, pretty lady. What you doing around these parts? roll an attack with advantage.
Hey, guard, what did the hand say to the face? What?
Asena said, what size are those? My size.
My size.
All right.
Did I do that right?
Yeah, you did. Okay. Pow! You get the knockout punch. He goes down.
Okay. Well, that's taken care of.
You don't see any other guards on this whole side of the building.
All right. So I'm going to pick up his body and try to bring him back to the other.
All right.
Well, I mean, I should probably try to... I'll
just throw him in the sewer.
Yeah, but I need his clothes.
take his clothes first.
All right, go ahead and add a column goon disguise to each of your inventories. And we'll chuck these guys in the sewer.
Sounds good.
So I guess we'll just walk in the front door now.
Still be over there.
Yeah, I imagine you can just... magic on clothes. You don't really need to steal them.
What? Me? No, I can't do that. And John snaps his fingers and looks just like the goon that they toss in the sewer. Oh, wait! It looks like I can!
Take a point of really inspiration you for guys. Being a smarmy, smug asshole. And
yeah.
And burn the spell points for the spell.
I'm burning the spell points. I am going to be casting Alter Self. That way, if on the fly I have to change this disguise, I can do so.
Okay. Is that a concentration spell?
It is a concentration spell.
All right. So you can't have any illusions up while you do this.
That is correct. And you're right. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do minor illusion. Disguise Self. So it's just a one time. I'll look like this guard. And if that fails, then unfortunately...
Okay.
That fails.
And that lasts for 1 hour.
1 hour, that is correct.
Okay. What, Gaston, what do you do?
Just gonna open the door.
All right. Everyone, move yourself where you want to be where he opens the door before I open this door.
Yeah, I guess I want to be up in...
Right in front of the window?
No, not right in front of the window. I want to be, Yeah, right here is fine. Right. Then are you going to be closer?
There we go.
I'm behind you guys.
Probably for the best.
This was a really good reconnaissance, guys. We looked at a quarter of everything.
Okay, what matters?
She's
feeling
kind of nervous. I mean,
the game is doing that thing where the door. Oh no, it looks fine on your side, I guess. All right,
yes.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Works for me. Gaston, go ahead and walk in the door. Alright, let me point out some of the key features. First off, there are 5 goons in this room.
Mate, point of order. Real quick, point of order. Since we are walking in this place and it looks like there would probably be line of sight, I am going to have an illusion to where it looks like the guy is still standing here until we close the door.
Well, so much for that little plot interaction.
Yep.
Well done. Well done.
I had a plan for that, for what it's worth.
Oh, good.
All right. That plan still might apply here. We'll see.
Go ahead and move yourself in. Asena, feel free to enter the building.
Where was this this back room?
So yeah, back to what I was saying. After having my evil plans thwarted, we've got two doors, one here, and a door here. We've got a door here, a door here. You can kind of see them on the map. It's a little tricky to see them.
They're really hard to see these doors.
Yeah,
I'm just going to start walking this way anyway, because I was kind of... Oh, wait, no, I still can't see them. Interesting.
I can kind of see the little nub that makes the door look like it's a door.
Yeah, right?
So as long as you tell us there's a door, hey mate, why don't you just put a little D in the square the door is like?
I'll just move the. So what I do is I draw a line on the dynamic lighting layer. So I'll just move that line back to reveal more of the door.
There you go. That's perfect. That is literally perfect.
Your brain is actually so wrinkly.
All right. So there are five doors leading out of this place. Here, 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 here. Oh, and there's another one over here. You can see the back room here. There's a guy picking up big old barrels of stuff. Two goons.
What?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, could I surmise which door would lead to the inner workings of this place?
Do you have a skill that would be helpful in this regard?
Investigation?
I would allow an investigation roll.
Good luck, friend.
17. Okay. Bathrooms. One here and one here. Kitchen. Hallway leading deeper into the complex.
There we go.
Unknown. But probably into another front area, you think. This side door probably leads into another front area. So this hallway is your most likely bet to go back into the back.
Cool. And I'm just going to go ahead and walk through there.
Okay. Roll a deception check with advantage. While you're doing that, John, what are you doing? And then Asena, what are you doing?
I look around and I would like to, without raising suspicions, cause a minor distraction in terms of like just getting people's attention off of Gaston.
I'm going to need you to be creative. What you doing?
It's mostly something really, really simple. Like Gaston had pointed out there were guys in there that he was going to beat at pool. I think John wants to go up and start hassling these guys about their pool game.
Okay.
To at least, I feel like I see Asena over here by the door. I feel like if I take these guys over here and she takes these guys right here, the others are kind of busy being a bartender and looks like kind of watching the door. So if we can get most of the eyes off of Gaston, give them a better chance of this being okay.
All right. Roll a deception check with advantage just to interact with, distract them.
Yes. 21.
Get out of my playroom. I got 20 on this game.
Yeah, well, I got 25 that says you don't have anything. What do you think of that, huh?
Oh, wise guy, eh?
The wisest.
You got next game, then. We'll see if we'll put your money where your pool balls are. That's not how that saying goes. You shut up, Tony. Nobody cares. Hey,
that's exactly how that saying goes. I use it every time.
Yeah, that's what I thought. This guy, he is a wise guy.
No, I mean, yeah. Wah, Shane.
Wah.
I'm Wario. Wah, wah, wah.
All right, Asena, what are you doing?
I speak the local language, guys. Wah, wah, wah.
Asena, what are you doing? John hasn't communicated this plan to you.
Yeah. I have to inquire about the gender expectations of this group. Mm-hmm. I mean, is it strange that I would be a lady?
No, we... I would
just say follow me. Into the next room.
We're playing in a world where being a low-ranking goon in a criminal organization is an equal employment opportunity.
Awesome. I like this world.
I like that,
yeah. Okay. So then it's not strange. She doesn't have to hide her gender, which is awesome. Mm-hmm.
Then in that case, hello. I'm here.
She's going to see... Okay, so Matt's distracting the pool people over there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she's gonna just make some chit-chat over here and just be like, hey, boys, what? She doesn't really know how to talk like that.
She gets as far as, hey, boys.
Hey, boys. And then kind of just loses her sentence because she doesn't know what else it's going to
go. I am also a mobster mook.
Yeah.
All right.
She puts her, like, puts her hands in her pockets and tries to, like, stand cool.
Roll a deception check. Neutral. Your disguise gives you advantage. Your lack of proficiency in such things does not. Hey, how's stuff?
Stuff. The stuff is good. How's your stuff?
Oh, it's good. It's good stuff. Yeah.
Riveting conversation.
A cricket somewhere just starts chirping underneath the table. One of them squashes it.
Hey, I need me one of those. I want to try one of those. I'm referring to the drink that you got.
Howdy, partner. I need me one of those.
How do you do, fellow mobsters?
I guess I can just hear all this, like, God, let me get out of here.
Hey, at least they're not looking at you, okay?
Exactly. We're doing our part. You do yours.
Hell, I mean, Kevin will hook you up at the bar.
I'm just going to, like, tip my little, like, newsboy hat and walk over here.
All right. Kevin, he's got a big old scar through his beard that gives it a splash of white. But it's not one of those big, manly, nicely shaped beards. And it's not peach fuzz. It's somewhere in between. It's kind of bristly and all over the place. He's got stains all over his hands from years of not only washing out mugs but also dealing with whatever chemicals they deal with here, and he'll grunt at you non-committally as you sit down at the bar.
Hey, can I have whatever he's having?
Yep. He reaches over, pours out one of those dark brown glass, you know, old school glass, pours it. Something slightly darker comes out, a little bit of sediment grit in it. Slides it over to you.
That's the house special.
Just be like, thanks, bud.
You know what? I thought it'd be worse, not gonna lie.
You're welcome, bud.
This is peak pods right here, guys.
Yeah.
All right, you have the drink. What do you do with it?
She is not going to drink this.
Oh, God.
I think she's just going to try to walk away.
In what
she just leaves. Just go.
Just kind of like linger in this direction over here.
Mm-hmm. All right. You're now loitering. You can hear a hushed, not hushed, but you can hear conversation wafting through here, and some old-timey, you know, 1930s radio, probably some jazz or something playing, or some swing.
Ooh.
Music.
I'm gonna get my dance on.
Kind of intrigued.
It's coming through a low-quality radio, you know, old-school speakers, or a gramophone, something along those lines. All right.
Kelsey gramophone.
Gaston. Let's get that door open for you. Everyone, all the other people are sufficiently distracted. The hallway stretches down. Let me adjust these doors to make them more visible for you.
Yes, please. So while Joe's doing this, are we just going to send Gaston in there all by his lonesome and we're just going to keep distracting people out here? Or are we going to try and filter our way into that hallway at some point?
We probably... That's a good
question.
I don't know.
Ideally, but...
Hey, Matt.
I feel like I can manage.
Crozan sends his regards.
Uh-oh.
You have disadvantage.
Oh no.
Hey, you know what? It makes Darius stronger. Hopefully it makes John stronger too.
All right, Gaston. Hallway. You've got a door here. Door here. Door here. Door here.
Go check every door? That sounds not wise.
Remember, you can always just like give a door a listen.
I would like that very much. Why don't I? It's never the first door. So where are the doors? Sorry. Oh, gotcha.
They should all be slightly visible at this point.
I'm gonna listen in on the door on the right. My token.
Okay. So this one.
Yeah.
All right. Roll a perception check.
Hey, Gaston, do you have like a little spy camera, little cricket thing, or no? Is that not a thing?
Not a thing.
Cool.
Maybe it's a thing I'll invent at some point.
Yeah.
Until that day. Oh boy, perception is not good. Perception's really... Oh wait, I rolled with it. It doesn't.
Yeah, you should not have had advantage on that. We're going to take the first one, but fortunately, that's not a natural one because you just have a penalty.
Yeah, but...
You're really good at picking up on clues. You're not so good at, like, just your basic awareness.
Can I use inspiration, though?
Absolutely.
One of the explosions in his factory a long time just, like, really tinnitus out his... Yeah, it's real bad.
That is right. Indeed how you get tinnitus.
Set your character back to normal, no advantage, no disadvantage, and roll a new perception check.
We believe in you. We believe in you. Hey! Yeah. There's that belief.
All right.
It was all you, Matt. All you.
So you can just barely hear some sort of shuffling in a creaky wooden chair just inside.
Ooh.
Every so often, just, you know...
You can take him.
I can, but okay. I'm just gonna walk in the room.
Okay.
Oh right, I do that.
Let me get that door open for you.
No problem. Oh boy. There's any chance that I can just keep walking past that guy?
Roll a deception check.
Hey!
Hi.
Yeah?
Hi, bud.
You know, you're not supposed to bother them on off hours.
Who's them? Is this not the bathroom?
What are you... Brain dead? No, the bathroom's back out in the bar.
Okay, but...
What's your name?
What's a good name? Johnny. Not to be confused with Gianni, just Johnny.
Johnny, yeah. Well, listen, Johnny. I don't know how it is around other places, but around here, what you're doing right now is a great way to end up in the next vintage, you hear me?
Hear you.
And, yeah. So the bathrooms are back out the hallway, back up in the bar.
As he's talking, I'm going to sleep dart him.
On the left hand.
What?
What the hell? Roll for initiative.
Wait. I was going to say, while he's doing that, can we do anything?
Yes, but I'm going to have him roll for initiative first.
Cool. Cool. Yeah.
We're going to roll for initiative, immediately pause his turn, and go back to the other two of you.
Oh, God.
Okay. John, what are you doing? These guys are trying to play pool.
Well, I want to meet back up with Asena and figure out what the plan is. So I tell him, okay, you guys come find me when you're ready to get your asses kicked.
Oh, and, yeah. Sure.
I
want to point out that, like, Gaston and Asena have completely switched roles. Like,
point of order, while I agree with you, Gaston has never not just slept people. Like that is his go-to bread and butter move.
Plus, that explanation was enough for me to think Johnny was here. So I was like, let me put this guy to sleep and go deal with it.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
But I mean, I'm gonna deal with it. It's just gonna take longer.
Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna make my way over to the bar, and I'm just gonna take a seat at the end. I'm gonna order a drink, and then do that thing where, like, I'm kind of like looking forward, but like whispering over to
The CIA agent in the park on the bench maneuver.
Exactly. Hey, what's the plan? Do we want to check out that music room or follow Gaston?
You think Gaston's got it on his own?
I mean, Gaston is a perfectly reasonable and well-prepared individual. I think he'll be fine, right?
He did handle that situation at the restaurant on his own.
Yeah.
So, he's got this. Yeah. I think...
I'm kind of interested about what's in the jazz room, aren't you?
Yeah. I heard a radio. I heard some music. Do you want this? And I'll just, like, give him the special.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And I just kind of slip over, grab it. I go, okay, here's the plan. I'm going to run over and start kicking the crap out of those guys at pool. I'm going to make a big old ruckus, get everyone's attention, and you just kind of slip on into the room there, all right?
Okay.
And, mate, while I'm drinking, I'm going to make a big show of, like, just downing this drink. Mm-hmm. And while doing it, I have one of my hands inside of my coat, and I'm going to subtly do my casting gesticulations in order to set up a minor illusion blocking this guy's line of sight when a senator decides to move this way.
Roll Arcana.
Not sleight of hand?
Arcana. I will allow sleight of hand. One thing I want to
actually
point out, though.
Sorry, no, Arcana. Yeah, let's do
Arcana.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah, wait a minute. All
right.
Yeah, no, Arcana, please. Yeah. Yes.
One thing I want to point out is that mob goons don't have the best passive perception.
Thank
it's goodness. Actually pretty awful.
Oh, gosh, what did I do here?
All right, you put up an illusion so that from this guy's perspective, it's just an illusion of... It's like somebody looked at what he saw and then painted a picture of that and put it right up here.
Yeah.
Like a fake tunnel that Bugs Bunny puts on the wall.
Exactly.
All right.
In midair.
And then go ahead and start moving yourself back over. That drink counted as two drinks, by the way. On your third drink, you have to roll a save.
Oh, okay, good. That's lovely.
Asena, it's on to you. What do you do?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to walk through that door.
All right, let me open that door for you.
You mean I can't go through walls?
Not yet. You don't have that power.
Oh, here's the door. Ooh, not a lot of people in here. I'll just, like, come and sit at this table.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the guys in here look pretty bleary-eyed, like they've been up all night. They're just, they've got, like, some cold coffee, piece of toast, glass of booze next to it, putting shots in their coffee. They're just sitting around, and this looks like it should be a restaurant of some kind, but the food is not great. There's an old radio sitting right here,
mm-hmm.
with the music coming out of it, and it's very quiet, very not dusty, but like dirty as in heavily used.
Yeah.
Restaurant style area. It seems like this whole warehouse could have been a speakeasy. Could easily have been set up as a speakeasy instead of a booze distillery, which it's currently being used as. And this would be the restaurant area. There's a door over here. This is where you got the guard out front.
Okay.
There's more people around the corner. You can hear more conversations going on.
Hmm.
What else do you do?
I was thinking about going to go, like, hire the music to sort of, like, provide more cover for whatever might happen. But there's not really a lot of people in that one area.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that would help.
By hire the music, do you mean raise the volume?
Yeah.
Good. I just wanted to make sure we were on the same page there.
I do that all the time.
I'm here for it.
It doesn't make sense. Higher, lower. Yeah. I might do that later. I'll come over more into this. Ooh, a lot of people here. I'll just come chill by this wall. I'll just lean on the wall.
Yep, that is the door. Let me fix the door so it's easier to see.
Oh my god, that mobster's so tough you can see his health bar.
Yeah, this is definitely the rest are goons, but this guy is he's a gangster. He's definitely tougher. You can see them all sort of listening to him, converging on what he has to say.
Does he say anything of interest?
Roll deception. On him? Roll deception and then roll perception. All right. You pick up a couple of things, but then they sort of notice you, and even if they don't think that you are an infiltrator, they'll recognize you, and so they get a little huffy, a little tough. They're complaining about that glowing crap that they have to make, and on top of all this moonshine we're brewing, now we have to make this goo for that brainiac. I got a little bit of that stuff on my fingers. They're still glowing. The missus won't even look at me.
She calls it the finger of death now. I fucking hate it.
Can't even touch her.
Exactly. I thought it was neat. You know, I thought she'd be into that, but no.
Okay, I think I'm just going to chill there for a while.
All right. Not so loud. The boss is sleeping it off. Yeah. Roll insight, please. All right.
Nice.
As they say that, they glance at the wall behind them and lower their voices.
Okay.
All right.
Can I move again? Or
yeah, one more time.
Okay. I'm just going to go back out. I mean, there's only one door into this room, right?
There's the door out to the street, and there's the door that came through. And they are a little suspicious of you, so leaving would be good.
And there's no door over here, right? There's
correct.
There's
no door, just a solid wall, as far as you can tell.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll just head right back.
All right, go ahead and move yourself back.
Ooh, the music change is very well done.
Why can't I hear music?
Oh, because you walked out of the room.
Oh. No.
Ooh, now I got kind of creepy.
The goon stands up, steps right up to you, draws his pistol, and points it straight at your face. No more moves, wise guy, or I paint these walls with your brain bucket, you hear? He is readied an action to shoot. What?
Oh, like that's it?
Yeah. He readies an action to shoot. He has you at gunpoint.
Right.
He can use his reaction to shoot you.
And you will be shot.
In the
face. If he doesn't miss.
That's
with
true.
With a bullet?
Mm-hmm. With a bullet.
From it's a gun?
From a gun, he's going to make your hit points lower.
What do you do?
There's two ways I could do this. I'm debating which one is funnier.
Ooh, that's always a good way to look at it.
Yeah, but
disadvantage for the man with the gun.
Hey!
Oh, God bless. Okay, that's a good start. All right. So then, in that
saving
case,
the day
how good
over
is
here.
My deception? Okay.
Thanks, Rose.
Yeah, seriously, thank you. All right. So I'm gonna tell the guy, listen, man, you don't want to shoot me. My problem is not with you. It's for the man who I'm pretty sure is around the corner here, based on what you said. So I'm gonna do you a solid. Make sure your brains aren't the ones that paint the wall, and Why don't you just leave? No one would even know.
That is an intimidation check.
Shoot, I was aiming for persuasion, but that's fine.
I mean, you did just tell him that his brains would paint the wall.
I know, I was in the moment, whatever.
I like it, it was a cool thing. But yeah. Roll intimidation, flat neutral roll, unless you use an inspiration.
Using an inspiration.
All right, how many do you have left?
I have 3 still.
Damn!
Wow, nice.
I have been role-playing very well, I'll have you know.
Yeah, dude, you've been hoarding them. That's awesome.
Roll again.
So now I have 2. Intimidation. Oh, my God. Can I use another? I'm going to keep going. I really need this to work.
Sure. Okay. I don't think the rules work that way, but I'm fine with you. Like, your modifier is so low, burn them.
Okay. All right, all right, all right, all right. Blowing on imaginary dice.
I believe in you.
It's getting worse.
Go for broke. Go for broke.
I'm calling it at 3.
No, he's cutting it off.
I'm calling it at 3 attacks.
What?
The guy's got disadvantage. The gun guy.
Yeah. No, that's fine. That's why I'm already like in an okay spot. Can I still do something else? Because I've only really spoken to him.
What do you have in mind? Because I usually have using a skill check is at the very least a bonus action, if not something else. So what do you have in mind?
Okay,
we'll
that's
see.
Fine. I was just going to try and stab him.
Okay. All right.
I'm really at the end of my rope here.
As you go for your knife, he sees it and he fires. His first shot would have been an advantage because he had the drop on you. But it's neutralized by him being at disadvantage.
Ooh.
We're really playing with God here, boys.
God can't help you here.
Bang!
Ah!
It's a hit. Do you use your reaction?
That tinnitus is not getting any better.
I absolutely do.
Okay. Flash! He is blinded until the end of his next turn.
Nice.
He's blinded until the end of his next turn. And because he's blinded, his double tap shot automatically misses.
Woo!
That said, shots fired.
Yep.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Yeah, we're going with that for now. I will have a new library soon.
I like that, though. Yeah.
You do take 7 points of damage, so go ahead and record that.
No problem. Way better than I thought it would be.
Okay. John, shots have been fired. Roll for initiative.
Oh, goody gumdrops. 21.
Asena, shots have been fired. Roll for initiative.
I'm
pumped, dude. This is great.
Yeah.
It's only like a 1-minute loop, though, so we're going to have to swap it out real quick.
Also, do I, like, successfully stab him? What was going
on? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I skipped your stabbing. Go ahead and go for the stab.
Stab him.
It's just kind of like, it's not really a knife. It's more like a piece of metal I had in case I need to make something. So what would that be?
Roll 1d20 plus your dexterity modifier.
Right. My dex modifier, so I'm going to do...
It's just like a shard.
D20 plus... That's not a d20. There we go. Plus... Do I just put a space for the plus?
No.
I believe so.
Slash R space 1d20 plus whatever.
Oh!
Holy crap! Okay.
This guy's so dead.
Roll 2d4 plus 3.
Nice.
You don't drop him, but he's hurting.
So can
it's like
I like
grabs his throat?
I know it's not like I know I've used like my actions, but can I like is there a lock on the door? Can I just ever so quietly just be like click?
Yeah, so interacting with something in your environment is an item interaction. You get one of those every round for free. Wow. So we're gonna move you here into position. And I have some more stuff to do.
Uh-oh.
What kind of stuff?
Initiative.
Ninja roll. Stuff.
No.
I need ninja theme music. I need theme music for specifically for when there are ninjas.
That would actually be amazing and terrifying at the
right?
same time.
Like, I don't even have to say anything. I just play the ninja. Yeah, we're going to set this up. Over the break, I'm going to be busy.
So could I just say, I know it didn't happen this way, but how cool would it be if Ascenda was overhearing the conversation with those guys, the gunfire goes off, and she immediately just rushes them and starts just knocking them out. Like, very a la movie, everything starts going to hell. John's doing a bar fight out in the main room. She's kicking the crap out of the guys in the back while Gaston is just, like, soloing this one guy.
All right, John. You hear two shots go off, and everybody in the bar is close enough to hear it. You notice them noticing the gunshots. What do you do?
Oh, yeah.
Flip of a switch, you just beating them up. What's going on way. Here?
I grab a bottle off the nearest table and smash it on the table. All right, boys, boys and girls, did you hear that? Let's go investigate and start slowly making my way, hopefully getting everybody to go ahead of me.
All right, roll a deception check with disadvantage.
Cool. Disadvantage?
Thank you, chat.
All right.
And you're not just blending in, so your disguise wouldn't give you advantage here.
12.
But 12. Yep, they're goons. They fall for
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to start with the goon down here facing off.
So,
go ahead.
I'm going to ready my action for when they go down the hall. I'm basically just positioning myself to where I'm letting them go by and just moving slowly, letting them get ahead of me. And then I'm going to, let's take a look and see what I've got here. And I look over toward Asena and I wink. Hopefully she understands what that means. Perfect. Mates, I'm gonna ready a lightning bolt.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yep.
Not for them.
The goon who you just blinded with your electro dazzling swag suit.
And stabbed.
He just pounds on the wall. Oi! Oi! Ah! And generally raises a ruckus.
Man, that's a door, right? At the end of the hall?
Yes.
Cool. It won't be for long.
Where'd the music go?
Yeah, what happened to our badass awesome
I said it was only like a 2-minute loop, and I don't have a full combat playlist.
Oh, it doesn't repeat?
I mean, I can. Yeah, we'll just
make it repeat. That's good enough. That's totally good enough.
All right, cool. We'll put
I like you feeling like a Pokemon.
Right? Ascena, I choose you. Use Flurry of Blows.
All right. Gaston, you hear swearing. Ah, why is my computer being weird like this? You hear swearing and people rolling out of bed here and here.
Uh-oh.
Is it my turn?
No. You get to hear this stuff, but it is not your turn.
Okay.
All right.
This guy's not ready anymore, is he?
Correct. He's no longer readied.
Cool.
And he used his action to just make a ruckus.
Cool.
All right. More goons.
How injured is he, by the way?
Oh, severely injured.
Great.
Severely. All right, John.
It was a pretty good stab.
Yeah.
Right? Ruined his day, that's for sure. He didn't fight ninjas, but I mean...
it's no ninja, you know, shanking jutsu, but...
It's pretty darn close. Yes.
Nice.
This guy is going to walk.
You sure? You sure he didn't make it all the way there?
They've only used one of their moves. Okay. Never use the second action. Asena, this guy's going to look down at you and say, "Oi, get the rest out of here. Get the rest of them up here. We got to see what's up."
Got it, boss. You go ahead. I'm right on it.
Kevin, behind the bar, grabs a shotgun and hunkers down.
Oh, wait a second.
The rest of the goons are going to march their way down. They hear the ruckus. They are going to attempt to open the door. But Matt, you have a ready action.
Yep. So right as that happens, I am going to open up my coat a la like Matador style to kind of like try to block this from Kevin's view. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to release my spell and send a lightning bolt at third level, just cascading down this hallway, crashing hopefully through the door into whatever else is beyond.
How far does that go?
100 feet, sir.
100 feet?
100 feet is a lightning bolt. Yes, that is correct.
Sweet ghibli giblets.
Yes.
Okay. Roll damage for the spell.
Copy that. Right. And that is going to be a DC 19 for them to save it.
Yeah, it's
going to
be... Yeah, if... roll your damage, and then we'll see if any saving throws are actually happening or not.
35! Well, that's 4 sixes! Holy
crap! There
will be
no saving throws.
I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say they're dead. They're very, very dead.
The lightning bolt blasts all the way through, blows up the door.
Oh my god.
Blows up the next door. Blows a hole in the wall. And then blows a hole in the wall on the far side.
Yes. And I don't know if it'll help, but as I cover over and go, "Hey, wait, don't touch that," and I let the spell go to hopefully make it seem to Kevin like somebody just did this and it wasn't me.
Roll a deception check with disadvantage.
Yes, sir. 14!
Alright. Oh, look, don't touch that. And then you open your coat and blast all of them.
Well, I use my coat to, like, block his range of vision. And to hide my hand doing one of these, like, lightning jutsu blast of destructions.
Specialty.
Look, I'm not saying it's the best. He's kind of behind the bar. This is one of those, it's not the best plan, but it's what I've got, you know? Mm-hmm.
No, I understand. All right, well...
I'll take it.
If anybody missed the gunshots, they definitely hear a thunder blast. You know how you're supposed to count how far away the lightning is? The thunder... The crack of thunder, Gaston, your hair rises on end, your watch spins madly, and this a flash of light comes from under the door, and this blast of thunder echoes through the hallway as part of the building explodes.
It also ignites flammable objects that aren't being worn or carried. Sorry about that.
The good news is, most of this place is made of brick.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's not made of wood.
I was going to say, for the fun of it, can we see the goon in front of me? Because he's about to die. I was looking under the door and he gets blinded again.
No! If somebody spends 1 point of inspiration, I will allow that to happen.
Who, me? Like, can I do
will
it?
Will I use my last point of inspiration
for me? I have five.
Meme?
Yeah, I'll let you use it.
Yeah, what?
Okay. Because chat gave me one, too.
Yeah.
Because Echo likes me.
Heck yeah.
That's totally fine. Yeah, he's like, struggling with the door, and just as it seems he's about to win, he gets it open for a crack. He looks directly into the flash of lightning, and this is here for some reason. Oh, have another point of inspiration from chat.
Hey, it's for the blindy bit. Yes, glorious
like,
blindy bit.
You can
bit.
See all their skeletons, even though that doesn't work that way in the real world. In Northport, it works that way. As it just walks through all of them.
It's the Kevin McAllister special.
Exactly. And you hear swearing, "What the criminy, crip flops, flippity flops," from all over the building. Asena.
That was probably the best 5 spell points I ever spent.
Somebody is trying to come through the door behind you.
No.
Are you going to allow them, or are you going to hold the door against them?
No.
I am going to, like, I'm assuming the door closes from the side that I'm on. So yeah. I'm going to shut that door. Mm-hmm. And okay. I don't know what's right next to me. What is this box?
Some piece of furniture. Do you want to block it?
Yeah, I'm going to push that mm-hmm. to bar the door. And then, I don't know, it looks kind of wooden. Mm-hmm. Maybe I can just try and sort of just like fuse them together.
Spend a focus point and I'll allow it.
Okay. Heck yes. Oh my gosh, Senna. That's right. Amazing.
You shove the shelves. It looks like shelves to me. You shove the shelves in front of the door.
Rip them off the wall first.
Rip them off. Well, it's like a case, right? It's a freestanding piece of furniture.
I see, yeah.
So you bring this whole thing over, and then you grab onto it. Green light suffuses through your hands. It comes to life. It remembers itself. It grows into the door, which swells in its side, and it just stretches to become a solid chunk of wood.
Yeah, open up in there. Yeah.
I'm just gonna yell back at them and be like, the door's stuck.
And there's like some weird power outage.
I'm trying.
Door's stuck. Door's stuck.
Hold on, I got a situation.
You gain more inspiration.
Yeah. Heaven's just in here killing people, guys.
Echofoot's handing it out like candy. So
yeah,
Kevin sees John fire off a lightning. He goes down below. There's a lightning bolt. He's just got his head completely down.
But remember, I put my coat like partly in front of the lightning bolt. That's
yeah.
At this point,
I want to keep Kevin alive.
At this point, he's just ducking. He's just ducking for cover. That's all he's doing. Asena, I'm going to take your action. It's a combination of moving, invoking the primal energies of the natural world. Moving that object and invoking the primal energy of the natural world. But I am going to give you your turn. Your movement, rather. I'm going to give you your movement.
Cool.
So go ahead and move wherever you'd like.
Is there a door behind the bar? Like,
no, there's a big old window behind the bar. And there's a door over here. Over here that leads into the kitchen.
Oh, man. Okay. Can I jump through the window?
Through the window! Abso-frickin-lutely.
Through the wall!
Roll an athletics check. Ha!
Okay.
16? Yes, you jump through the window. It shatters dramatically in slow motion. Every single piece catching the light as you leap like a primal beast through the glass. Where do you want to go? What's your move speed?
Don't know.
40? Should be 40, I think.
Oh, yeah, 40.
Okay, so you can go up to 40 squares and you can ignore the glass because you just jumped right through it. There's another door on the far side of it. There's no other obvious exits from this room.
Okay. I can't really see that far, so I'm just gonna... Yeah, I'm gonna go right here to as far as I can see. Just be in this room now.
That's 25 feet. You see another guy just, like, he just dropped a crate full of moonshine bottles that shattered all over the floor when the lightning went off, and then you jump through the window and he shakes and stumbles, and another, like, little milk crate-style box of whiskey just shatters all over the floor. Ah! Ah!
No, that's good hooch! What are you doing?
I know.
There's a door right
here. I'll just be like, hey, slippy fingers! Watch out for that stuff! You clean it up! I got this! Go through this door over here.
Alright.
Oh my god.
Oh, hello.
You are now in the kitchen, where a lightning bolt just went off right behind the stove. The cook has a whole bunch of, like, old, low-quality packed meat and, you know, reject eggs, and there's piles of dirty dishes lying around. He's got a crumpled up dirty chef's hat, and he's holding a big pot of stew of some kind. And he just turns around and looks at you, and as he does, he screams and he hurls the whole bucket of stew directly at your face.
Wait, don't do it! Ah!
Oh my gosh.
Just as a reaction, he just freaks out and hurls hot stew at your face.
Oh my god.
Dude, like, can I try to roll away before
I would allow
me?
You to roll to deflect the stew, but he missed.
Okay.
He stumbles backwards over the counter as you do and falls prone on the other side.
This guy's clearly not a threat.
You've moved.
Hey, mate.
Yes.
For my realism, can you just throw a bunch of soup on the floor just so that way we're in full immersion?
I'll see if I can find a soup graphic.
I don't know how much I've moved.
You've moved 30 feet. You have 10 feet left.
Okay. I'm going to yell at him, like, what are you doing? Clean it up.
Health inspector, clean this crap up.
I really wanted some of that. I thought it was going to be good.
What the hell is going on?
Don't worry. I'm going to figure it out.
All right. You have 10 feet of movement left, and there's another door up here.
Clean that up. Don't worry. I'm going to figure it out. That's the last thing you said to both these guys.
I know. What? Oh, this is just going to put me back where I was. It's a circle.
Yep.
It's progress. You've done progress. It's cool.
I'm going to come out here and just be like, I didn't need to do all that today.
Hey, what
but
was back there?
Really cool.
I got some moonshine and some soup. We gotta head back here.
Did
after
you tell him to clean it up?
Done. Yeah, it's
okay,
all over
good.
The floor now. I'm like still talking in my accent.
Hey, bud, it's still back there.
Hey, bud.
Oh, Senna, you can drop the accent now. Our cover's blown.
What? The cook believed me, and I think the moonshine guy did too.
Hey, Kevin, do you still believe us? Ah! That's a definite maybe.
Hey, John, I don't know why, but I really like this Kevin guy. I think we should keep him alive.
I think if this Kevin guy puts that shotgun back where he found it, that can be arranged. Otherwise, and the energy crackles around my hand, there might be another powder outage, if you know what I mean.
And can we get two more of the house special, please?
Yeah, two more of those really crappy drinks you gave us.
Drink it!
You hear a shotgun clatter to the floor. A hand pops up from behind the counter, trembling with a glass of the nasty sediment stuff, and another with a glass, and it pours. And most of it ends up on the counter, but he's working on it. He's working on it.
Nice.
All right, Kevin, Joe, and Nick are going to take their turns to just completely cower. Gaston, it's your turn.
Oh, is the guy in front of me either Kevin, Joe, or Nick?
No.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's Marvin.
I see. Well, apologies, Marvin. You're going to sleep now, and I'm just going to punch him.
Okay. Roll an unarmed attack. Do you have that on your character sheet?
I do.
Roll it.
Ooh.
Mother!
With advantage, because he's blinded.
Yes, he's blind. He's blinded. Right, right.
He is blinded. Okay. So I'm just gonna roll it again. Unarmed strike.
Pow! He spins around and goes down, slumping right back in the chair as if he never dropped his guard.
Yeah.
Nice. I still
Very
have movement
cool.
left, right?
Correct.
Oh, I would love to just move across here and see who is in, I don't know, any of these rooms.
Are these doors?
There's only one room.
Let me fix your doors. Let me fix your doors real quick. No, there's lots of doors in here.
Oh, yeah?
Put that shotgun back where it came from. So help me! So help me! And cut!
What a good movie.
You heard
crap.
Noise behind door number one and door number two.
What kind of noise?
People stumbling out of bed, swearing, and grabbing guns.
Ooh. Door number two.
I feel like we're on a game show.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. You move yourself up. You've used your action. You've used your movement. Gianni Pavlo is rolling out of bed and grabbing his gun.
Go.
Door number two
Can I lock the door behind me?
Yes, what? You can.
So I'm locking the door.
Okay.
And then before we cut, can I just like really quickly be like, Gianni freaking Pavlo, what I would have done to get some alone time with you. Like,
kind of sounds sexual.
I'll leave it to his imagination.
You could say I could destabilize your entire business operation just for this moment.
Yeah, true.
Oh, oh yeah.
All right.
Am I allowed to ready an action without an action? Or is that not a... How does that work?
You have a point of inspiration, don't you? And a bonus action.
I do have both of those things. Can I use my bonus action to have my pistol up when I walk in the room?
Absolutely. Give me that inspiration, and you got the drop on him.
All right, we're down to zero, but I have no regrets.
No regrets. That was awesome.
Wait a minute. I have one left. No, I don't. Wait. No, I don't. No. We're good. We're done. Never mind. But yes.
Chat, he went to bat for you. Change that.
Yeah, I already got one for that. It's okay. Really, I got to say the cool thing with the gun.
You did get to say the cool thing. That was awesome.
That's what Christmas is all about. All right.
Exactly.
You hear a door open behind you.
Wait, what?
Gaston hears a door open. Door number one opens.
I see. I mean, he's probably not gonna come this way. Can I just do this?
Anybody who tries to open the door is gonna have to roll an opposed check against you, because you've got that door, like, in one hand, the doorknob in one hand, your gun in the other.
Okay, I can work with that.
Asena, you hear the door going thunk. What's wrong with this thing? Get this open! Gun! 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 So here's the thing. If half the building hadn't just exploded, more people would probably be inclined to show up. But right now, a lot of people are ducking and covering rather than rolling up into battle. So, you're gonna have a little more time. I am going to roll in some additional characters. Starting with Gianni frickin' Pavlo.
Yeah. Caught with his pants down, as per usual. Am I good to go?
Not quite.
Okay, cool. Just making sure.
I have to add a secret initiative.
Oh, gosh, those freaking ninjas, man.
Wait a second. No, not now.
And while you're in the room, Gaston, just ninjas, just like our wallpaper, just come out of the walls, and you're just surrounded by ninjas. Wallpaper okay. Ninja.
John, you may go.
Yeah. Alrighty. Just hearing confirmation that Ascenda covered the back rooms and literally fused this drawer to the door, I'm going to go ahead and rush down.
All right.
I'm right here. So I'm just going to hustle and just move past these guys right here. Mm-hmm. And I see the only open door, right? This is still open door.
Yep. And okay, through the door, you see somebody poking his head around. There's someone, you can't really get too much of a view on him, but there is somebody at that doorway.
Oh, gosh.
You've moved 30 points. You've moved 30 feet.
I have done my move in that regard. This is, you know what I should have done? Should have done something different, but that's okay. We're here now. I am going to, while I move, take out Krontaka, my large bronze revolver, and I am going to ready in action to shoot the next available mobster. Or ninja, or any other enemy thing that I see. Mm-hmm. But I am going to shout around the corner. Hey, I see you there. I've got a gun bigger than yours out here and just blew up this entire hallway. You should probably leave. I'll let you walk out of here if you put that gun away.
Roll intimidation.
Intimidation it is. and
intimidate.
Okay. All right. Goons, more thunking on the door.
Yes. Dude, that was such an amazing play, Janessa. That was fucking great.
With the door?
Yes.
I'm really struggling to visualize it.
I was just sitting here like,
I can only see what's in the room. I don't mean, it makes sense because I'm not there.
There was like over a half dozen guys in there. They're going to have to go all the way around to get here if they figure that out.
I know. Well, why don't goons. They just go out the other door?
Because they're brutes.
Asena, the side door opens.
Dang it.
And two goons come in.
Get them.
They look around in confusion.
What the hell was that?
Wrong accent.
On your turn, you can make a deception check.
Is it my turn?
It will be in a moment. I have many goons.
Many goons.
Hey, Matt.
Yo.
Whoever it was around the corner heard you.
Yeah.
But this goon at the far end of the hallway did not. He peeks around the corner with his gun in hand.
I shoot him.
Roll.
Absolutely.
Roll an attack with Krontaka.
Heck yeah, this guy's going down. Wha-pow!
Blam! The gun goes off in your hand and blood splatters all over the place and he goes down immediately.
Heck yeah. See, I'm not lying. This is a pretty big freaking gun. You better come out with your hands up and you're next.
Another guy pokes his head around the giant hole you blew in the wall.
Can I double tap or 9?
Not with a ready to action.
Copy that.
How far is the range on his pistol? 80 feet. Yeah, he's gonna take a shot at you, sir. Remove your clock, and the goon fires. Critical hit. You take 9 points of damage.
Ooh! That really would suck if I didn't have an arcane ward that takes that damage instead.
And he double taps for another 9 points of damage.
That one, I am going to cast Shield as a reaction.
No, you're not.
Oh, wait, I can't because I used my ready to action. Yep, I totally did that. You're right.
Another goon who's guarding this other door pops out and does the same thing. They both fire on you.
Ouch, kabibbles.
This guy does 17 my warp- hit?
It does not.
Okay, he double taps.
I have plot armor.
You see more goons running through the door. Again, through the hole that you left on the outside of the place. In fact, this guy is able to get close enough. He's taking cover, but you can see another goon running into here. Another goon runs around the corner from this area, and now 4 goons are all firing down the hallway at you.
I'm putting up my arcane ward as temporary hit points for now.
Okay. A 12. Yeah, just bang, 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 bang. No joy whatsoever. Oh, what are the rest of these clowns going to do? I know what this clown is going to do.
I feel very like Din Djarin from The Mandalorian, where I have like my magically enchanted vest and like bullets that I don't dodge are just like banking off of my Beskarian vest. And just ching, ching, ching.
All right. This side door opens and a goon pops out and he fires at you.
Nice.
Oh my god.
No joy.
They're
just unloading. This
Should
side
that guy have had disadvantage?
What?
Should he have had disadvantage?
On his second
it wouldn't
shot,
have hit
yeah.
any. It wouldn't have hit. Oh, his second shot. Right.
Yeah. This side door opens. Another goon pops out, and he fires on you.
Oh, my God.
No joy. Yep. No joy.
The hallway is just full of lead. You pull up your trench coat. Let me see. Who else can I pull in on this? I think that's going to be it for the time being. That's it for goons. Asena, it's your turn. There are 2 goons in the room with you.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I'm going to, like... They went that way! And point towards, like, the outside door.
Which door? The door to the north?
Yes.
Okay, roll a deception check. Get him, boys!
Hey!
So good.
I'm gonna take that. I'm gonna take your bonus action in order to use deception. So you still have your movement, and you have an action. Now, if you do anything that breaks this, you know, like if you run up and punch another goon in the face, that yeah. might break your deception.
Guys,
but you have an action and you have movement. What would you like to do?
Okay, first off, I'm gonna like roll over the bar and over to Kevin, and I'm gonna grab his shotgun that he dropped on the floor.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You now have a shotgun. I'll pull up the stats for you in a moment. That well, is how much your movement. That is you were standing here. That's 15 yeah. feet of movement. Oh no, you were here. That's 20 feet of movement and your item interaction. You have 20 more feet and an action remaining.
Okay. How do I do this measurement thing? Okay. So that now we're gonna head down the hallway.
Okay, you have 20 more feet. Remember, so if you
I
go like
another...
20 feet will get you here. And then if you dash with your action, you can go up to 60 feet total with your movement.
Nice.
Your call.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. Well, would I be able to use a gun after that? Probably not.
No, that's you can only action. Move 20 feet before you run out of movement. Now, normally, okay. you could use a bonus action to dash and then shoot. But you used your bonus action to get them off of you.
Right, yeah.
With a P point, yeah. Or a focus point.
That's okay. Yeah, I'll use my bonus action to go, like, all the way down that hallway.
Okay. You can go up to
60. Or your action.
Yeah. You can go up to 60 feet.
My action.
Which puts you here on the map.
I can't see. Is that, like, in the middle of the people that are peeking through the doors?
Yeah, that will put you directly in the line of fire of everybody who's just blasting down the hallway.
Where you could duck into a door, right?
Any of the open doors, but you've used your item interaction, so you can't open another door. There's a closed
There's an open door right here.
Yeah,
yeah,
you could.
Put me through an open door.
Okay, yeah, you can put yourself right there.
Awesome. Let's do that.
I'll move ya.
Not you that I was remiss in having a monk that can block bullets in front of me, but, you know.
But that's only for one reaction, right?
That's true.
All right. You see a gangster with a Tommy gun.
Ooh.
It was directly in front of you.
Scary.
The one that I intimidated.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
To drop his shit and run.
You intimidated him. You don't know exactly what he's doing. You know he hesitated at the very least.
Yeah, totally.
When I duck in the door, I'll just be like, hey, are you good?
All right, roll another deception check. On his turn, he'll roll insight against you.
Okay.
All right. Through this door, a mysterious figure emerges. Clad entirely in red, wearing goggles, and carrying a strange device.
That's pretty cool.
Destroy the intruders, yes, yes. And John, he holds up his strange device, and rings of light emanate from it.
No, it's a ray gun!
Roll a Wisdom saving throw.
A wisdom save, you say?
Hey, what is that? What is that in the turn order there, Gnomes? Who's that? What is that?
The number 14 guy?
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, it's this mysterious figure who's clad in red with a ray gun.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Okay.
I thought it was a ninja.
Oh, no, that's not a ninja. If you can
no,
see it,
thank
I mean,
goodness.
I mean,
no
if
ninjas.
You can see it, it's not a ninja.
Good point.
All right, Matt, you are able... John is able to resist the hypnotic ray.
Oh, good.
And the mysterious figure flees through this door, closing other doors behind him. Ho, ho, ho.
But is this door still open, though? This guy, the one
yes,
this guy's
both of those
up.
Doors are open.
Nice. Okay, cool.
Okay.
I have a gift for all these people, so I just wanted to make sure I could spread the holiday cheer.
Kevin, Joe, and Nick are going to chill.
They are covering in place. Kevin has lost his shotgun. He pours the second drink as requested and then goes back to taking cover. They're all sheltering in place. Gaston, it's your turn. You're face-to-face with Gianni Pavlo, who only rolled in last round and therefore hasn't had a chance to take an action. You seem to have caught me at a disadvantage.
Yeah, speaking of, gun down, Johnny. Probably just toss it in the corner, actually. That's probably best. Because he was reaching for his gun, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead, chuck it in the corner.
Mm-hmm. This is what, a bedroom?
Mm-hmm. It's a nicely appointed bedroom. There's some fancy furniture all around. Desk with some papers.
Definitely no ninjas.
I'll tell him, sit on the bed. I'm going to reach for a vial of truth serum, but I'm just going to toss it to him and say, inject your arm with this.
You know, I don't make a habit of sampling.
Wasn't a question.
Roll an intimidation check. The fact that you have a gun is... You still have a gun pointed at his head, right?
Yes, I do. Ugh. Brutal.
Could you shoot the spot next to his foot and like go, hey, what did I say?
Oh, I was just going to shoot him in the kneecap. But...
Oh, shit. Okay, well.
Right. He shrugs and you see him go for it. Ooh.
Oh,
stings a bit.
Yeah, that's normal. All right. What's your name?
Gianni Pavlo. It's the name my mother gave me. What's yours?
Not important. Who do you work for?
The one and only Mr. Lincoln Giotto.
Yeah, good enough. Real quick, we know technically where Giotto lives, right? The thing I've been figuring out is how to get into his compound.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you know, cool. There's a tunnel underneath his mansion.
Yeah, where they do service deliveries, and it's usually guarded by 4 guards at a time.
Mm. Johnny, what do you know about the... what was it? What do you know about the tunnel leading to your esteemed boss's compound?
Well, you know, it's not seemly to have anybody but the city's finest come in through the front door, so anybody who's not the city's finest can go through the back door. They take deliveries there, supplies, the people who aren't made men for the various... fine affairs that my employer holds.
How many people usually guard this entrance?
Just a couple of boys.
Is there a way one could get past them? Off the top of your head?
Yeah, sure. You just use the passphrase. The column holds.
Column holds?
The column holds.
The column holds. Wonderful. Thank you, Johnny. What else did I want to know? Okay, so what's going on here? Talk to me about what's this place called?
Keller Industrial.
Yes, tell me about Keller Industrial.
We're also looking for information on Brandt, Rausenlon, and the Angel Killer. Well, those are our big ticket
given
items.
That every round of combat is 6 seconds, we're moving on.
Right. Fair enough.
Keep your questions listed. And was there anything else you wanted to do on your turn?
No, I like the position I'm in.
All right.
I was wondering what that was.
Well, what was?
It sounded like she was skinning a rock, so I just wanted to make sure everything was okay on that.
What it sounded like.
Okay. Pods, you rolled a 14. You rolled a 12 on your deception check. I'm going to roll an insight check for the gangster you just rolled up on.
Okay.
As it should be.
Keep your head down. He's got a huge gun and some sort of electro
magnetizing, self-inverting jibbly jobble.
Don't worry, I got two. So I'm gonna pull out my shotgun. Mm-hmm. And also Kevin's shotgun.
Are you just demonstrating them, or are you going to? Okay.
I just got them at ready now. They're ready out, yeah.
All right. Any attack you make with a shotgun while you are dual wielding shotguns is at disadvantage because shotguns don't work that way.
I'm incredibly aroused right now.
Okay, well, like maybe I could take one and then the other, you know, like.
You can definitely use it to avoid reloading, but like you're strong enough to do it. It's just hard to aim.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
All right, a gangster.
Good thing we're in close quarters, you know?
Right? A gangster.
That's how you get tinnitus.
Pop out into here, and he is going to blast you with a submachine gun.
You talking to me?
Yes.
Wait, but I told him I would kill him if he came out here with that thing. Yeah. He was just supposed to leave.
You told that guy.
Yeah, it's... Oh!
There's a different guy.
Oh, different guy. Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he's gonna just...
Yeah, that makes sense.
And he will shoot just once. Riddles the whole area. Roll a dexterity saving throw.
Ooh, I like this. Yeah, baby.
Okay, you take half damage, so you take 3 points of damage.
Ooh, okay.
And he's gonna use the rest of his movement to duck inside this room. Do I have any more of those guys lying around?
I would appreciate it if you didn't.
They're trying to bust their way through the living barricade. All right. Gaston, roll an insight check.
It's always insight. Okay.
As you're asking Gianni questions, you see him casually reach over. He grabs a cane. He twists the cane. He pulls at it, and a sword comes out.
Yeah,
as he
does.
He raises the sword, you see your truth serum splattered across his arm, where he just injected it into the air and deceived you using sleight of hand to avoid actually injecting it.
Oh, man.
You still have the drop on him, and you have a readied action.
What a G, man. Roll
your attack.
Cool. What?
He takes the shot.
Wait. What's didn't up? You say that if someone had the drop on them, it was advantage, right? That's what you did against Gaston.
Yeah, take a second. Take a second roll, and we'll take the first damage result, unless it's a 20. All right.
Dang.
Blam.
I tried, man.
It was worth it. And as... So he dodges the shot, and he comes at you with this sword cane. He attacks you 3 times. The first one is a hit. You used your reaction to shoot him, meaning you can't use your reaction to trigger the vest.
Oh, no.
You take 9 points of damage. Now, you should take... Your vest should absorb 15 points of damage in the first place.
Yes.
Oh, that's true.
Still so... So just take away the 9 and then give yourself 15 more is the way I'd recommend doing it.
Here, I can give him temporary hit points and we can take it off of there.
But he took damage. No, 7 plus 9, 16. So you should be at 39 health and your temporary hit points are gone.
Yeah.
He attacks again. A 12. Does that hit you?
No.
Okay. He attacks for a third time.
Oh my gosh, Johnny Pavlo.
Is an 18 a hit?
Yes, but also that's a 17.
Oh, true. Is a 17 a hit?
Yeah.
All right, you take 7 points of slashing damage.
Oh no.
Oh, it applies it there too. That's cool.
You're out of your league, kid. Shwa, shwa, shwa!
Beep, beep, beep!
John, it's your turn.
Oh, hell yeah, it is. Okay, I am, now, mate, just to get an idea here, because I can kind of have a sense of it. There's a door, I'm assuming, here and here. Mm-hmm. This looks like a hallway.
Yes.
And this is a hallway, I'm guessing?
No, that's outside.
That's outside.
You blew a hole in the building.
Okay, okay. But then I heard him, like, close a door somewhere over here, right?
You heard him go through a door. He didn't close it.
Ooh, he went through a door. Okay, cool. All right, cool. Yeah, this is the spot. Good, that's perfect. John is going to reach into his pack or into his coat, making it look like he is going to be taking out some kind of an item. Instead, he pulls out a little bead of fire, does some little gesticulations in the air, and then just tosses the bead down the hallway. The little fiery bead falls right between these two and explodes in a ball of fire as John casts fire bolts down the hallway.
Fireball?
Fireball, yeah.
Where is the point of origin? Where's the detonation point?
Right here between these two guys. Right, so there? If there's doors here, it should be spreading into the doors is my plan, yes. Putting it between the doors.
Okay.
Cool.
There's another thunderous explosion as a fireball goes off.
Yeah. Wouldn't be D&D without a fireball.
Let me unvanish that, and then, okay, we'll do that. And now I will send that to the back, and we'll see who all is caught. And fireballs go around corners.
Yes.
They spread and go around corners. Roll your damage, and I'm going to roll a lot of saving throws.
Woo! 33.
Nice, 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 nice. Okay, well, the goons are immediately eradicated.
Yes.
You guys are now familiar with the fact you've fragged enough goons to realize that they have 11 hit points each.
Oh, good.
And a passive perception of 10.
Oh, cool. Yeah, these guys are super easy. They're mooks.
Mm-hmm. Super easy. They're barely mooks. An inconvenience.
Barely an inconvenience.
All right. that's it for those poor, unfortunate souls.
Did I hear any screaming beyond this hallway? Like, did I catch anybody inside the rooms?
Yeah, it's time for me to roll some saving throws. Give me a sec.
Oh, good. Yes, yes, yes.
And another one for the mysterious gentleman.
Ooh.
I'm not going to tell you his modifier. I'm just going to roll the dice.
Totally okay.
Okay, what's your save, DC?
19.
19. Okay.
19.
Whoosh. Yeah, you hear screams and swearing as the fireball goes off.
Coolio, I'm going to shout out to this guy. I'm going to keep moving down the hall and kill more of your friends. If you don't want to die, you better get the hell out of here.
You blow a hole. The fireball blows a hole in the ceiling. Bricks rain down from above. Go ahead and use your movement.
So I'm going to just move a little bit of the time here. I want to make sure I can see anything I'm seeing. 5, 10, 15, mm-hmm. 20, 25. Okay. This guy didn't die? What?
Nope. He's a gangster. They're tough.
Oh, tough guy. Okay, okay, okay. I don't feel like getting riddled full of bullets, so I'm going to pop over into this room here and close the door behind me.
What door?
Oh, there's not a door. Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, right. No, you know what? That's fair.
You know,
that's...
actually, you blew up the door to the outside world as well. You can see a scorched dude on the far side of it.
Then I'm going to...
Also, this sure office is on fire.
Oh, good. You know what? No, no guts, no glory. I'm going to move in here and step into this room. I'm going to put myself right behind this guy. I think I can do it from here. That's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Nope, I can go right here. Okay. I'm going to stop right here and then level my... I don't have an actual action for it, but I'm going to just level my giant bronze revolver at this guy and
I'll take your bonus action and a point of inspiration to do this.
Oh. Wait, I can't just like... just aim it at him without a
if you want to ready an action with your bonus
I'm not ready in action. I'm just like pointing my gun at him.
Oh, then use your bonus action to roll an intimidate check.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm gonna let him know that, hey, same buffers on the table. Unless you want to die, get the hell out of here. Door's over there. Watch out for the fire.
Okay, roll an intimidate check with advantage because this guy's bloodied.
Ooh, advantage. Okay, I'll roll one more time. 13.
Okay. You won't know until his turn if it worked.
Copy that. Oh, God, that's a lot of fire.
Yeah. You just lit a booze factory on fire.
I just lit a booze factory on fire. That makes sense. That tracks.
Oh, no. Oof.
All right, you hear a large door open, and you hear people fleeing. Do I have any more goons? I'm running out of goons.
Good, I think I just dropped like 8 of them.
I think that's the plan.
I mean, you used the spell, 2 spells that should basically be called Dispel Goons.
Yeah, that is Dispel Goon.
Oh, yes, that's half the point of what those spells do.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, that's it for the goons, the surviving goons. Asena, it's your turn.
Okay. I could just take out these two that are right by me.
Oh, this guy's unconscious in the chair.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, okay. He's not dead. He got punched out. That's why he doesn't have a big red X through him.
Gotcha. This guy doesn't suspect me as a bad one, so I'm just gonna say, you stay here.
As a I'll giant fireball goes off and he's just ducking. He's like, yeah, okay. Go ahead and move yourself.
Okay. Let's see. What is happening? Move here.
You hear gunshots in this direction.
Oh.
Oh, but... yeah.
And you hear explosions in this direction. So
is that a hallway?
This is a hallway with multiple doors. There's doors here, 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 and here. And you heard gunshots in this direction.
And mate, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't the goons over in this room say like the boss was sleeping it off over or something like that?
Yeah. Also, I'm going to retcon one thing. After Gianni took his slashes at Gastone, never mind. He's not going to do anything else. He's good. So yeah, explosions down the hallway, gunshots in this direction.
What is this, 20 here? What's my movement? 40?
40, yeah.
25. Is there a door here?
Yes, there is a door.
Okay.
You can hear Gastone's voice on the other side. You hear a little bit of their conversation. And then you hear Gianni Pavlo, and then you hear swords and guns.
Okay. I'm gonna head it... I'm gonna go in.
Okay. Gastone is holding the door shut against you right now.
Damn.
Against everybody.
Has anybody seen that I guess it's a meme where it shows that shark busting through the door? Come on and slam. And welcome to the channel.
Oh, the shark who like bounces the basketball?
Yes. Oh, no. There's a guy holding a door, and it's from like an old Japanese comic, and the shark just busts through the door, and the guy's like, oh! I'm just imagining Gaston getting knocked tea over kettle.
Yeah, probably.
As it enters the room.
But yeah, you hear Gaston on the other side, and when you try to open the door, it's being held against you. What do you do, Asena?
I'm gonna yell through and just be like, hey, bud! You need help in there?
I know that's Asena, right?
Yes, you do.
I just opened the door.
Okay. You release the door. Asena is able to open it. You've only used 30 feet of your movement, which means you have 10 feet of movement remaining.
Okay.
Just enough.
What do you
do? We're going to get real close.
You see Gastone.
Asena, that's Johnny Pablo. We need him.
You see him. He's got a sword, and he's going to town on your friend. You still have your action and your bonus action.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna shoot him.
With the shotgun?
Yeah. I can't kill him. I'm gonna kill him.
Destel's like, we need him.
Wait, no shotguns, please. Just hit him.
My tinnitus.
Roll an attack with the shotgun.
Him. Oh, my God.
You don't need him without legs, Gastone.
I mean, that's true.
Okay, and roll a second attack with the shotgun, because it takes 2 shots whenever you use the attack. Actually, no, you just roll 1, but if you hit... Yeah, roll 2 shots. Roll again.
I mean, I do have two shotguns. Just wanna make that clear.
And you're level 5, so you have the extra attack ability. So you can fire one, drop it, and fire the other shotgun if you want.
Oh my Wait. God.
In chat redeemed inspiration, so I should not have disadvantage for this.
Okay, so we're going to take that second result as your double barrel. So you blast him for 25 points of damage. You drop that shotgun. On this attack, you don't have advantage. This is just a normal shotgun attack. And if you hit, you deal both damage columns. So roll one more shotgun attack, neutral. No advantage or anything. Unless you spend
shotguns are fucking scary in this game.
Okay. A 14 is not high enough to hit. Do you want to spend a point of inspiration to re-roll?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll again. This is your last shot at this. So you do have a bonus action.
Last shot.
Well, the each shotgun gets two shots when it fires, and it empties itself out entirely.
Right. So I'm just saying that the 24 is the second shotgun, and it hits with both barrels.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So the first one hit. The second one hits for 22 points of damage. The sheer blast of these two shotguns throws him into the wall. He's wearing a bulletproof suit, a bulletproof vest, but you just hear him go, he's not dead, but he is bloodied.
Maybe he'll talk now, Gaston.
Yeah, maybe he will. Thank you.
You want to maybe stab him with your truthy thingy?
Do we want to do this here? Yeah. I heard a lot of explosions earlier.
Oh, don't worry. That was us.
Oh, that makes me worry more, but you know what? Fine. I'll just get another, I'll get another vial, and I will inject it into him.
On your turn.
On my turn.
For now, Matt, you can see the red garbed individual with the hypnosis gun. Seal the doors! We must protect the formula! And he runs up to these, and you hear an enormous door swing open.
Oh.
Zorbots, attack!
Oh, no. I turn to the gangster. You guys have robots?
Order confirmed. Destroy. Destroy. Destroy.
Oh, no.
What? What's a Zorbot?
I would assume that it's I think that's the wrong word, but conjunction between Zorbius and robot.
Oh.
I do not think
I named it after himself.
Of course he did.
Locate intruder. Destroy. Destroy. Destroy.
In case, it might be like an accent. Maybe it's like a Thorbot. You know, like it's Thor, but like it comes out Thor. It's just a Thorbot.
I think your first instinct was the better one.
The Zorbots walk out. They look like basically somebody took a water heater and gave it arms. They've got a bulbous antenna at the top, a red visor with a pulsing for eyes, giant telescope and claw arms.
Destroy intruders! Destroy intruders!
I look like a mobster, by the way. Just putting that out there. In case these things are pre-recognized.
I wonder how robots are.
Right? Destroy intruder. Hey guys, he's over there.
Destroy, destroy.
Also, workers are fleeing, absolutely running in all directions.
Oh yeah.
Is that everyone? No, this guy's gonna flee.
I'm in danger.
All right, Gaston, it's your turn. What do you do?
Okay. Truth serum.
Okay, roll an unarmed attack to inject him with it, since this time, you know, he's not a...
Not a random mook.
Mm-hmm.
Ah!
He ducks out of the way. What else you got?
What else do I got?
Anything you can activate as a bonus action?
Couldn't I technically activate my suit?
Can we kidnap him?
One,
that's what I said
yes,
earlier.
You can kidnap him. Two, you can use your bonus action to re-energize your suit.
No, can I use it to make the flash?
Yes. You can either use it to generate the flash, or you can use it to fill up your 15 temporary hit points again.
Dude!
I am debating. I am gonna...
Remember, you can use the flash as a reaction if he hits you.
Yeah, but he's on the ground and in a lot of pain, so I just want to make this truth thing a lot easier, mm-hmm. is what I'm going for here. So I'm just going to... Wait, Asena, close your eyes. then I just light the flash. Just hold on.
Huh?
And then I do the suit thing with the bonus action.
Okay, so you're flashing? You're using the flash?
Yes, I'm using the flash.
Okay, he fails his constitution save. Ah! He's blinded until the end of your next turn.
Don't you mean, nyeh.
Nah, Gianni is so high level, he doesn't have the full accent.
Oh, wow. Nice.
That's how powerful he is.
All right, Asena, okay. You can open your eyes.
Oh, what happened?
He's blind now.
Oh.
Imagine this very casual conversation when you just shot a guy twice with two different shotguns and then blinded him.
Good Matt. Thing it's this context.
Yeah.
There's a hole in the roof.
Yep.
There's fire raging next to you. Barrels of yep. alcohol all over the place.
Yep.
Zorbots on their way to
destroy, destroy.
And yet, through it all, you see a small piece of shingle crumble and fall to the ground from the roof above as the faintest shadow skirts
yeah.
past
yep.
it.
Yep, of course, of course, of course.
What?
Ninjas. Good ninjas, guys.
No, it can't be.
And we will see you after the winter break on the next episode of Coriander Society Adventures. Thank you, everybody, for coming.
Echo, I'm going to get you.
Thank you, chat. We had a lot of fun this episode. No, this is a good one. Will our heroes overcome the nefarious Zorbots? Who are the mysterious ninjas and what are they after? We'll find out in issue 6 of Coriander.
Wait, you said ninjas.
Did I use plural?
So that is a ninja?
It's a ninja.
Ugh.
Also, what do you mean you're giving chat inspiration? What is that all about?
Inspiration for chat.
All right, everybody. Have a fantastic evening. Happy holidays. We'll see you
Happy
next
holidays.
Time.
Happy
holidays. Bye. Wee.
The story continues next time on Coriander Society Adventures. If you're enjoying the show, please leave a 5-star review on the podcast platform of your choice. For more Casters and Castles adventures, visit our live stream at twitch.tv/castersandcastles.